So this man has a Funko Pop. You know what those are? Those little plastic Funko Pop action figures or whatever. They're not really action.
Yeah.
Figures.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've got one right here.
Oh, no, no, no. Put your pants back. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Here's a...
Oh, yeah, I've got that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrooge McDuck. McDuck. Oh, yeah.
I don't have any right here next to me. But I always stayed away from Funko Pops because they kind of don't look like... You know, I like things that are scale, that look like the actual person or car. Like, I don't like Lego versions of Batmobiles or Star Trek vehicles or whatever, because it's just like a pixelated version of, you know what I mean? It doesn't really look like it. It kind of resembles it. So I don't like having things that kind of resemble things. But years ago, people started just buying me Funko Pops because they're kind of easy, thoughtful, cheap gifts. You know, they're like $10. So since then, I started every now and then I'll kind of buy in bulk some, and in bulk, I mean like two or three at a time, some Funko Pops. And I've got a small collection, but it's not something I must have. I don't have to complete a set. Like the newest Funko Pops I've got, I got Sam Malone. Who's the other two guys at the bar?
Norman Cliff.
Yeah, I got those two in the mail just the other day. And that's it. That you can get Woody and you can get Diane, but I don't really care. Those aren't my favorite characters, you know what I mean? So I don't have to complete a set. I'm not a completionist when it comes to Funko Pops. But this guy had a massive collection. He dates this girl. She approves of his collection. She even buys him Funko Pops. A couple of years later, they get married. And he continues to buy Funko Pops. And the collection gets bigger and bigger. Well, finally, she confronts him because he's spending $500 a month on Funko Pops. Wow. Now, that's a lot of Funko Pops. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about these things are $7 to $10. In fact, you can get them on sale most of the time. Like, you can buy three of them, get two free. You know, they give them away half the time. So I'm like, how many is he actually? But if you did that, let's say $10, that's 50 Funko Pops a month he's buying. And so it's just like, hey, we got to calm down on these Funko Pops. It's $500 a month. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's almost the mortgage payment. And he said, no, you know what? You knew what you were getting into whenever you married me. This is what I love. This is what I'm going to do. And so she finally gave an ultimatum. She said, she moved out of the house, first off. And then she said, listen, you either give up the Funko Pops or you give me up. And he says, bye, and is filing for divorce. So he's asking, is he an asshole? And then I started reading this, and I'm like, would I do something like this?
I was just going to say, number one, is she hot?
Well, obviously, she was hot enough for him. So just be the equivalent, like, see it as the equivalent. So enough, you know, to marry the girl. So I'm sure you have to find her hot.
Or he's like, you know, one of those people.
He could have been settling down. He could have been settling.
He could, or, well, she's definitely settling. But he could have been like, listen, I'm a guy that spends $500 a month on Funko Pops. I'm not going to find anyone that's interested in me. She's at least adding to my collection. And she's interested. I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, nail this one down. Thinking that this is going to last forever and he'll be able to live with his Funko Pops and her for the rest of his life. But she goes, nope, you're going to have to make a decision. And he chose the Funko Pops.
Well, I mean, it's $6,000 a year.
Right.
That you're spending on, that you could be doing, I don't know, that's the opportunity cost of money, I guess. So
I mean, but if you think about this, if he went out to the bar every weekend, he'd spend the same amount of money. You know, he chooses to not do that.
Interesting.
He's choosing toys over a relationship. I'm going to say, yeah, you're an asshole.
Now forcing her to choose toys over him.
I would say no, just because he sounds like he's addicted. And so, I mean, if you're addicted to something like, you know, like drugs or alcohol or whatever, people tend to pick the addiction over somebody they care about. So.
Now, my question to me when I read this, I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I thought, would I do that? I have a lot of collections. Would I do that?
Yeah, you would.
Well, here's what I think. If it was somebody who I was like, yeah, I've got to marry this person and went through the whole rigmarole of actually getting married, and then they're telling me to get rid of this, I would probably have to get rid of my collection hobby, because obviously this person is special enough for me to break my I'm not getting married thing. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? So,
yeah.
But in a regular like relationship, not married, I would probably be like, all right, you need to go find some. You know, first off, you're not moving in my house, so I don't know why you care about what I'm doing. And I've been doing this, you know, since high school, since I was a kid in elementary school. So this is not something I'm just going to stop doing. We're not even sharing finances. So you know what? Mind your own business. I don't go into your business talking about how much money you're spending at the mall and how much money you're taking going out, going drinking. I might get into your business, so don't get into mine.
Yeah, but if a collection is big enough to where you have a 4-bedroom house and you share one bedroom and 3 bedrooms are filled with Funko Pops, it's kind of like, what is the end game here in the relationship, I guess? I don't know.
Well, we're going to need some more room, so she's going to have to move out so I have some more space to put my Funko Pops.
Yeah.
But in a marriage situation, I don't know that I would give up the marriage for that. I mean, yeah. Again, they only knew each other for a couple of years, so maybe it wasn't the strongest relationship ever, you know?
I mean, you're kind of right about the whole, like, I mean, you have, you, like, she had her stream income, right? I'm sure hopefully she did. And then he has his. If he wants to spend his money on that and it's not affecting, like, the bills, you know, like, her or him buying her things or, like, whatever, I don't see the problem. Because people normally spend, like, $500 a month or more on food alone, you know,
and or going out or a hobby
at a restaurant. You don't need to go to a restaurant. Like, you can have food at the house. It's just, you know, like, thing that you want to do. Okay. He wants to spend $500 a month to buy these figurines. Okay. He can do whatever he wants. I'm like, as long as he's paying the bills, we have no issue with that. I don't see a problem with it.
She's an asshole too for giving an ultimatum.
Yeah.
Right.
That's bullshit.
She actually made him have the addiction in the first place by giving these, giving him these gifts.
Yeah.
It's like if I met a girl and she's really hot and she's into meth. Maybe that's why she's so hot. And I say, oh my gosh, this is so great. You're so hot. You're so great. You know, you have a great personality when you're not on the meth. I enjoy seeing you. Let me give you some more meth because I love you so much that I want you to be happy. And then we get married, and then I'm like, you got to cut it down on this meth. This meth is a problem. Like, I didn't realize it was such a problem, even though I gave you some earlier. And I saw your house was full of meth. I didn't know that. And I saw these Breaking Bad posters. I didn't know that it was this big of a problem. This one guy says, he goes, let's do the math of my hobbies. This is people commenting on this on Twitter. Yeah. Airsoft, $3,000. Really? You spend $3,000 on Airsoft? What are you buying? Is that just the pellets? I guess you have
to. They can't cost that much.
Yeah. No, I have an Airsoft gun. It was like $20.
No, but people go crazy like with these hobbies.
Yeah, and like paintball, same kind of thing.
Yeah.
3D printing, $1,500. Okay, I can see that because you got the materials, you got the printer. PC gaming, $5,000.
Yeah. Good God.
Is my Steam expenses for, you know, the online gaming, the computer gaming software. My Steam expenses over 16 years amounts to $20,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
That guy sounds like he might also have a problem as well and some other issues. But he's right, though. People go out during a weekend and spend $100. Easy. I mean, I really kind of want to see this guy's collection because it's got to be incredible.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, somebody's going to have some addiction. Everybody's going to have some addiction to something. This guy's addiction is these pop figures, right? $500 a month doesn't seem like it's going overboard. I think some girls have an addiction with makeup and cosmetics. They spend
and shopping
way more money than $500 a month. I can tell you that.
And some need to spend more than that, to be honest. Yeah.
So I think this guy is like spending a good amount, like a reasonable amount. It's manageable. I don't see what the problem was. I think she just wanted to be in control of this situation.
And you knew this guy, let's say he was an archer and he loved archering. Is that a word? He loved archering. And you met him at an archery class. And then you start dating and you're like, I got you some cool bow and arrows and stuff. And he's like, oh, sweet. Thank you. And then you get married and you're like, all right, you got to stop this archery stuff. He was doing archery before he even knew you existed. Mm-hmm. Let the guy have his little pleasures in life. That's what I said.
I've known people do that.
That should have been a Clark situation. That would have been a great example for that.
I think they're both assholes, and I hope they keep being assholes together.
I've known girls like, meet a guy, like the guy works out like, you know, like 6 days a week, and the girl does not. They get together, and then she's mad that he's working out and like wants him to stop. And I'm like, and they're like, well, it's because he can meet a girl at the bar, at the club, I mean, at the gym. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, but he's been doing that. Don't you think he would have, like, instead of dating you, he would have dated the girl that it goes to the gym, like, every day? Like,
right. Yeah.
But I don't know.